Who announces?
Good evening.
Good evening. You had a good birthday.
Thank you. I hope you had a beautiful day.
I haven't been feeling too well. I think it's the eyes. You know, with now my glasses aren't working with my one eye. And I have the second surgery tomorrow morning early. So
it's a good day because I just got the chemo in their
right. Well, that's it. Just happened that way. He does all his surgeries on Wednesday, so glad of him.
I believe somebody else joined us.
I heard a click too.
It's Fauna Esther.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Malka.
Good evening.
We're starting with section 49 in Bereshit Bet, verse 2-10. And we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudcha b'rechu ishkin tevit hilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. L'yakta Hashem yudhei b'vavhei b'yichuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadenu kunenei aleinu ma'aseh yadenu kunenehu. Ketiv lo tita lecha ashara kol etzel mizbach Hashem Elohecha asher ta'aseh lach etzel mizbach v'kilela. Minaya o ba'atar achara man sharyayo sharyaya elaha lokina asher da ba'ala deita itkiriyat al shum ba'ala ashera vialda kedivli La ba'al le'a ashera begin bach ketiv lo tita lecha asara ashara kol etzel mizbach Hashem elokecha lekavel atar dehahu mizbach Hashem deha mizbach Hashem ihu kaima alda vialda lekav la lo tita lecha ashera achara. It is written, you shall not plant an ashera, a grove, also the name of a goddess, of any kind of tree at the altar of Hashem, your Elohim, which the Hebrew word asher, you shall make. Are we to understand from the words at the altar that only beside an altar it is not permitted to plant a grove? If so, then who permitted planting a grove anywhere else or above an altar? But as we have explained, Asher is the name of the husband, and his wife is called after him, Asherah. Thus the words, all the vessels made for the Baal and Asherah, indicate the side open opposing Zeranpin and the Nukva of the holiness, the side where Baal, the husband, is against Zeranpin, and Asherah is against the Nukva. Hence we understand the question of why it says, you shall not plant an asherah at the altar of Hashem your Elohim. In the words, at the altar, at is synonymous with instead of. The verse means, you shall not plant an asherah of idolatry in the place of Hashem your Elohim. Because the altar of Hashem is situated upon it, that is about to annul the klipa of Asherah, as was said before. Thus, do not plant an other Asherah of idolatry against the altar. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? The soul of the Tanakh.
And Bereshit.
Bereshit is...
I was outside and I was thinking to myself, where does it start?
It starts with Bereshit. But it gives you the inner essence of Bereshit. It explains the code words, the metaphors. It's much deeper than the Tanakh. And yet it's energy-wise, it's the Tanakh is on a higher energy level, but we have no understanding of how to receive that energy. That's what the Zohar helps us learn how to do.
Well, Asher can be a word.
Asher is...
And can be a name.
It can be the name, the tribe Asher. It can be witch. It can be... it's the male idol. So it's all of these things. And when you read the Tanakh and you see the word Asher, and yes, in Hebrew you know what it's talking about, but there's 70 faces of the Tanakh. So when you see Asher, at least you have three different understandings. But people don't make those connections because we think literally. We think one straight until the letters help you change.
Our translation used the word against. You used against. Ours is corresponding.
Corresponding against. What it's saying is you have two trees. You have the tree of life, and you have the tree of death, also called the tree of knowledge, good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both built with 10 sephirot. And so you literally have the 10 sephirot corresponding to the 10 sephirot. And the malchut, one way to visualizing that is that the feet of the holy system, the tree of life, is malchut. And the same malchut is the feet of the negative system. And that's the world we live in, the world of mixture, of good and evil, the world of illusion. So you can visualize it as mirror images, or you can visualize it as side by side, or you can learn with help to visualize it both simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. I understand the Hebrew meanings of Asherah and Asher, but I never did associate Asher with being the masculine form of the negative.
Yeah, without the Zohar, we never would. Because,
right.
You know, we don't understand the codes. But with the Zohar, it gives you a whole different insight into what the Tanakh is saying.
But yet we know every name has a positive and negative meaning to it. It just somehow it doesn't register. That's really good to see that.
Understand. You wanted to say something?
Oh,
we have Ari and Joseph here physically, so.
Okay.
Is connected to any?
Tehillim is Psalms.
Yeah.
Psalms is our codes to explain the five books of Moses and also the prophets. We move in the Zohar. You move back and forth between the verses from the Tanakh and verses from the writings. And verses from the prophets, all of them are interconnected because they're all, every letter, every word in the Tanakh is really a word connected to a Sephirah. The Sephirah is the structure of creation. It's the process of creation and the essence of creation. Those, that's the 10 Sephirot. It's the tree of life. The words in the Tanakh we see as literal words, but in reality, on another level, they are the essence. So the word or the letters within the word are Sephirot. And if we could read that, it's like in the movie Matrix. You see the computer screen running. They have the illusion of the world, and then they have you learn to read the computer code that's running in the background through the illusion. That's essentially what the Tanakh is. The Sephirot are the computer running in the background, but we only see the words. We only see the illusion, the surface levels. And that's what the Zohar, through the Aramaic language, is helping us through the Hebrew letters, is helping us see through that illusion. And it's not something that happens overnight. It happens. You study it for 10, 20, 30 years, and each time you read the same thing, you have a different level, a different understanding.
Might as well read the same thing.
Every year we read the Tanakh, right?
I mean, it's the cycle.
The cycle. Because every day we are a different person, but we think we're the same. Any other questions before I go on to verse 211? Any comments? Okay. Verse 211. Tachatein bekol atar kol inun palche shimsha ikrun odin lebal veinun defalchin lesihara ikrun odei akshera vealda lebal velaas seira veasera Itkere al shum ba'ala asher ihake amai itavar shemada ela ashera al shum diktit biashre kishruni banot behudila ashruha She'ar amin v'kayma achara techota v'laod ela diktiv kol mekavedecha hiziluha uginkach itavar shemada ugindela itakfun Inun de'avde ge'ar amin a'akom v'karenan mizbecha be'ah de'ihu ma'adama tiktiv mizbach adama v'gomer b'gine'icha afar min ha'adama. Come and see. All those who worship the sun are always referred to as the worshippers of Baal, and those who worship the moon are called worshippers of Asherah. Hence the above passage, for the Baal in Asherah refers to Baal, who is the sun and is male, and the Asherah, who is the moon and is female. She is called Asherah after her husband Asher. But if she is called Asherah after her husband Asher, why is the Nukva not called Asherah anymore? Although the Nukva of purity is no longer called so, she was called Asherah in the past, after the passage, happy, the Hebrew is Oshri, am I, for the girls will call me blessed. She was called so by those who praised and acknowledged her, and it is written of her, beautiful of all sights, the joy of the whole earth. This is a verse from Psalms. But the other nations did not acknowledge her, erected an Asherah of idol worship in her stead, and moreover belittled her. As it is written, all that honored her yet despised her. And hence the name Asherah was taken away from her, because they stopped acknowledging her, and to prevent the other idolatrous nations from gaining strength. She is called an altar, which is made of earth. This is as written, an altar of earth you shall make for me. Hence it was said of Adam, and Hashem Elohim made Adam from the dust of the earth, where dust is malchut and earth is bina. Thus through the sweetening of dust with earth, he merited receiving the mochin of neshama of life. Questions, comments, thoughts?
What does mikvah mean?
Mikvah is the partsuf, meaning the face, meaning a structure of 10 sephirot of the malchut. The nukva is...
Sounds like Arabic to me. Nukva?
Nukva. Each sephirah, when it has a complete structure of 10 sephirot, has its own face, its own appearance. That the partsu
is the shores of nukva, is the nekeva?
Nekeva, yes.
Yeah. Oh. Women are more.
Nukva comes from female, right? Because malchut is female. Zerunpin is male.
What is that?
Zerunpin. In Aramaic is the small face.
No. Zerunpin. Is Hebrew and Aramaic mixed?
Aramaic always has Hebrew words within it.
Yeah. Okay.
The primary difference, in my opinion, I'm not an expert, but we have a midrash that says Aramaic is not understood by the angels, meaning it's a more direct language to Hashem. Mm. But when you look at the physical words, a lot of the words are Hebrew, except the last letter, he, has been substituted by an aleph. Aramaic is said not to be able to transfer negative energy, while Hebrew is capable of transferring negative energy.
That makes sense.
Because the he and the aleph. But that's what, I perceived it, I can't say that that's truth,
but
only for me, for me it's truth.
So what is the hey again?
The hey, last letter in Hebrew, many feminine words end with a hey. The hey represents the lower hey of Hashem's name.
Yeah.
It represents the physical world. Physical world is this mixture. So whatever the energy of that word, it can be transferred through the hey. But if you have an aleph at the last letter of the word, the aleph is unification, so there's no transfer of negative energy. Everything is unified into the positive.
No male opinion.
There's only unity within the aleph. There is male and female in potential.
United.
In potential. But in the united, there's only the one. Any other comments or questions?
It made me think of when one takes their eyes off of Hashem as our Elohim, there's the tendency to then worship things of the earth rather than the Creator.
Well, yeah, I would disagree with that statement because we say at Yom Kippur the seven times.
Right.
Hashem Hu HaElohim. And if you look at that and you say Hu Ha, the He of HaElohim and the word Hu, those four letters, Hu is He Vav Aleph. And the second He, it comes from HaElohim. Hu Ha has another connection. And we have that whole essay that explains it. But this phrase, Hashem Hu HaElohim, is indicating the God of mercy and the God of judgment are equal. This, except that we know Hashem created the God of mercy, the God of judgment, and he lowered himself to be equal so that in the illusionary world, we perceive that we have free will. Because if we knew that it was the God that created everything, if we really understood that, there would never be free will. We would just follow what we knew to be the correct track based on our intuition, which would be connected to these two aspects of Hashem and Elohim. And so when both names are used, and it's rare in the Tanakh, but it's used in Bereshit, in the creation of Adam, in the creation of all of the creation story, is done with Elohim, the God of judgment. But then when you get to chapters 2, 3, well, mostly 3, 4, and 5, you get the two names together. And it's when you have the two names together, how do we reconcile mercy and judgment being equal and unified? We don't really understand that. But that's what
that
the name
is. I wasn't referring to that at all, because I totally agree with you. It was this first statement of saying all those who worship the Son are always referred to as the worship of Baal, and those who worship the moon. And basically what I felt was those who don't see Hashem Elohim, even as a God of mercy and as a God of judgment, tend to put their focus on created things like the sun and the moon. You know, that was what I was referring to.
I apologize. I didn't understand that.
Well,
that
I probably didn't word it right, you know, but anyway.
But, you know, look, we live in a world of idol worship. And while this verse is talking about worshiping the sun, if we say money, we all know that many of us worship money. We don't use it as a tool. We use it as a goal. We use it as something we want to become close to. That's the sun. If you use the word sun as a metaphor, money becomes the sun, or other aspects. If you say drugs, somebody worships drugs because of the addiction, but you can substitute the concept of drugs for the sun in this verse. Now, what is the moon relative to each of those things? Because drugs can be used for good, but they always have side effects. That's the negative aspect. Why? Because there has to be an effect of our negative actions, which is why we need the drugs. So there's a dust of those of your negative actions. So you've done teshuvah, and you've cleansed everything relative to that negative action, and now the doctor comes in with the technology of these drugs. But there's a dust of that negative action that cannot be cleansed by you yourself alone. It has to wait for the Mashiach. And that's why drugs have side effects. Have I confused everybody today?
No. I mean, for me, then there is definitely a reason that I strive every day not to take drugs. hate medicine. She don't want it.
No.
But you have to do teshuvah.
Right.
Because the other side of that is you live in a generation where this technology is available.
Right.
And for you not to utilize the technology, you're saying to Hashem, why did you create it? I'm not following your directives because I live in a time when it's available. So how do you balance that? Always life is about balance, right and left, up and down. Any other questions or comments? Tomorrow we'll do the last two verses of this section. Have a beautiful evening. Reminding you tonight, we're going to start the English translation of the Tikkuni Zohar at 10 o'clock or 7 o'clock West Coast time. And especially tomorrow at 4:30, we'll do these last two verses. But at 7 o'clock tomorrow is our Rosh Chodesh connection, and I recommend that for everyone because that's the only opportunity you have to control the positive and negative aspects of the month of Kislev. Kislev, which is the throne of the 36th Tzaddikim, which is why it's the month of miracles and the month of light. Shalom to all.
Okay, shalom. Thank you.
Shalom. Yeah. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.